Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hey, my elder, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, man. Blessed to be here with you.
Fantastic, man. Blessed to be here indeed. Well, we're having a concluding conversation today. And, you know, it's been an eye-opening week of conversation about technology and faith. And today we're wrapping up things with a lesson on how we can remain immovable in the face of all these changes around us with God's guidance. Now, let's start with a recap of the highlights from the week. What are some of the main points that we've heard from you that you've put forward regarding the impact of digital advances on our spiritual lives?
Yes, thank you so much, and a warm greeting to our listeners wherever they are. It's a beautiful day. Today we kept up the five key messages we highlighted. Firstly, we said the digital age is an age of disruption for the church. We can no longer have church in the old ordinary way. Things have changed, and therefore we need to be out with some of the old and to be in with some of the new. And one of the new areas for doing church is how you can incorporate digital worship or the virtual church into our routine worship services. And that doing that gives us a bigger leap to reach the whole world and people we cannot ordinarily reach. And so we definitely established that you cannot ignore the digital age. It's a blessing as much as it has its challenges. We also talked about the fact that this digital platform comes with a very powerful tool called social media. Which can connect us, but if we don't manage it properly, can isolate us. And these platforms are good. They help us reach and keep in touch, but we can be isolated with a thousand, 2,000, hundreds of thousands of friends, but too lonely. And we did talk about the fact that there is also a new platform that the church should leverage, artificial intelligence. Is it wisdom? Or is it dangerous? How should we integrate it? And we realize that the internet is big on AI, and we're already in the age of the Industrial Revolution for information. And so automation of information, development of religious applications and other apps that manage health, finance, and education. Today you can do your banking on your phone. The phone remembers how much money you have at the bank, and it links you to different stores. All of that is artificial intelligence. And maybe even in future, we will not need to do a bank transfer of money. We can just tap our watches at church to pay our offerings. We no longer need to move the
dish.
Offering dish. We can just move the tapping machine. You know, and of course, we talked about the importance of, or the danger of, over-relying on digital. Because God created us as humans. Yesterday, we actually said, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, we must not give up our meeting together, seeing that the day comes closer. So the virtual church will always be available to complement and expand the reach of the physical church. I have a small church at my house called Njalambi Family, but through our ministry called Melview Broadcasting Network, we are ministering to over 500,000 people every month. We have over 170,000 subscribers. We are growing every month by over 2,000 subscribers. So you can take your own small worship house and turn it into a global worshiping house. That's what the digital age is doing, and that's where we are moving to. However, today I want us to zero in on this aspect of saying, how do we still trust God and rely on God and still keep faith in a digital age? How do we move forward being sure that God is watching over us. And I think that's very important, Zama, because if I have a problem today, the temptation is big to go search for answers online. If I want to preach a sermon today, it's easier to go on sermons online, sermons.com, look at videos done before, and I don't ask for fresh bread from God. Right? So the digital advances, yes. Technology is continuing to grow, and there are new platforms and blockchain realities. AI is continuing. There's virtual reality now. There's a rise of the use of this technology in every aspect, including in our spiritual practices. Izangoma, the traditional healers in Africa, are now coming on the digital space as well and consulting digitally.
Yeah.
So it's a space that everyone is flocking into because it's giving you that leverage. So the rise of all this technology in all these different areas of life, including religion, has a potential for us to create innovative ways to reach people and to grow their faith spiritually without having to come to church. You can now attend a church program. Any congregation, when they go live on Saturday, when they do their midweek prayers, when they do their Friday Vespers, and your spiritual needs can be nourished wherever you are. And so I believe we should, as a body of Christ, make sure that we embrace that technology. Because the book says in Psalms 119, if you read it carefully, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. As we innovate and go forward, we should definitely use the word of God as a guide. Remember, most of these technologies are not developed by Christians, or let me say by Adventists, to be specific. YouTube does not belong to Adventists. Facebook, Instagram, you name all of these platforms. They are not. We have to develop our own. And so the challenge in this digital age, even in the way we create content, Zama, the type of content we create and how we package it for online and how we brand it and how we market it. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, we must not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So I believe this is a key verse that is so central to our belief as Christians on how we use technology. I believe we have the privilege and the honor to actually develop our own tools, possibly develop our own Facebook, Adventist book, or whatever we want to call it. Our IT specialist should begin to develop these platforms for us because we are 20 million. We're growing. So we should begin to have spaces that are safe. Many of these spaces are not really the best on Saturday because they come with a lot of disruptions and extra marketing information that can disrupt your spiritual worship. So we need to start developing our own apps. I highly encourage every Adventist ministry person who's leveraging technology to think about how they can be autonomous. Have your own app. If I had the budget and the money, I would have developed a Melvi broadcasting app a long time ago.
Yeah.
So that we avoid the corruption of the internet stream, which comes with a lot of other things, particularly on a Sabbath day, that can be disruptive. So, in brief, I think for today, can I still trust God in this age? Absolutely. How do I do that? Use the Bible as the basis for your content. We already have the Bible as the script for any production you might want to do. Secondly, be a person of discernment and don't condemn every technology because it's meant to help us easy things and reach more people. So we must embrace those good aspects of technology. Right now, we are embracing a platform which is a radio platform, but we are mounting it on the internet.
Yeah,
you are calling me on a telephone line. I'm talking to people from everywhere. I mean, if we could do a quick roll call of where people are watching us, or maybe the way they are listening to us from, you'll see we're reaching the whole world.
Far and wide.
Far and wide. And therefore, we should embrace that technology with discernment and being mindful of how it changes the way we consume spiritual materials and how it's building onto our spiritual lives. And should there be any dangers or risks, we need to mitigate them. And so I would call upon our listeners to trust in God, trust in God's wisdom to navigate technological advances, because they have not stopped. They will continue. AI has just arrived. Should I still pray to God or should I talk to AI? You need discernment to understand that if you are not careful, AI, social media, YouTube, you name it, Google, all of these platforms can become idols that we worship, that we go to before we even talk to God. Prayer is still relevant. But you can use your technology platforms to transmit prayers to other people, record them and send them to people. Go online and run prayer sessions.
Yeah.
Develop prayer apps where people can log in, submit their prayer requests, and they can connect with you for prayer. That must be done. That must be encouraged. And most importantly, remember our three angels' messages say the angels were flying in the midst of heaven. John didn't have the terminology, but we now have it. It's the digital airwaves. But God must remain the center of our message. We mustn't shift and change our script, but we must keep it as it is and preach it even more louder now that we're able to reach more people. I think let me pause right there for this moment appreciate the fact that even in this digital age, faith is the victory over the challenges we are facing. And God must continue to guide us on how to leverage it. And I could go on and talk at length how for the last 15 years I have built an online ministry, which is not a physical church, but it's an online ministry which has got 170,000 people and growing. So anyone can do it.
Yeah, true. Now, I think it's also quite advisable, you know, this afternoon, as I was preparing to come to the studio, my daughter asks me a question and she says, Daddy, can I ask you a question? I say, yes, go ahead. And does Jesus prevent us from going to the gym? and I knew where that was coming from, because I'm not sure if you saw that during the week on the social media pages. Now, it also needs, because you need to speak to also parents, because sometimes we are detached as parents and we don't know what's happening out there and what the kids get exposed to. And we're very quick to say, no, shut that thing down and stuff like that. And they're going to see these things whether you like it or not.
True. That's the challenge of information technology. When we grew up, Zama, we used to ask our parents to go visit auntie in the other township. To go visit whoever, and would ask for permission from our parents to physically relocate. But technology now brings in strangers, not even your relatives, strangers to talk to your children in your house. So when you flip it for the church at home, we are in trouble.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Even the church. You could be preaching to a young person who's putting on an earphone and is listening to a sermon or music from the US.
From elsewhere.
Yeah. So we have to be engaged and we have to understand and be on these platforms and teach our children to understand the benefits of internet and the disadvantages. That the fact that it's on internet, it doesn't make it right. It's not correct. It can only be correct when the Bible teaches it. The internet is not a new Bible.
Yeah.
And so be careful that there are strangers there who may not believe the same way you do.
Beautiful stuff. Yeah. My elder, it has been a fantastic week together with you. Parting shot as we get into the Sabbath hours.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. The very first after our three angels' messages says, I heard a voice say, blessed are they who die in the Lord. Henceforth, says the Spirit, for they rest in their graves, but their works do follow them.
Yeah.
God's mission with the Advent message is that even as his messengers are dying and resting, their works are recorded and they continue doing the same work they would have done if the man of God or the woman of God would have been alive.
Yeah.
The digital age has given us the ability not only to create books, but moving pictures. So every preacher God has raised does not have to die and perish. Internet, the digital age, has given us an opportunity to still see them preach today.
Yeah, true.
And so my call is let's embrace it and use it to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for the week that you have given to us. And we do not take lightly the time that you have taken from family and from everything that you have had to set aside so that you can speak to God's people. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord shine his face against you, towards you, and also give you his grace. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.